Okay, so welcome back to this professionally unprofessional podcast. I'm your host, Justin. Today, we're joined by Tom and Will again.
Because apparently
we can't find any special guests anymore.
Hey, are we not special enough here, Justin?
No, you're already very special, but I want some a bit more special people.
You calling me a retard?
No.
Are we going to have a box on?
I don't know. Are we going to do the YouTube thing where we box?
Fuck no. I'm going to literally scalp you.
Yeah, I know. Dude, our weight class is entirely different, dude.
Shh. You call me fat?
I don't know. I'm calling you skinny, dude.
Dude, how much do you weigh, though?
Wait, I gotta check. Hold on. About like 58 kilos?
Oh damn! Wow, you're fucking tiny.
Yeah, I'm tall, but I'm skinny, dude. I'm like
6'1", and I weigh nearly 80 kilos.
Fuck me. Okay, I'm jealous.
I mean, I will fuck you, but I have to fly to Hong Kong.
Yeah, I know. The price.
I don't know if I have.
Big different. But okay, let's talk. First, we're gonna talk about a new release that we're all very excited about. Ghost of Tsushima.
Tsushima.
Man. Wait, but still, is it like a Dark Souls thing, though? Like an open-world Dark Souls thing. I've seen the gameplay. It's kind of like Dark Souls, but with horses.
Dark Souls, but with horses. Well, no, it's not really like Dark Souls, because the game's not as punishing. It's... Ah, I don't know. It's just like an open world RPG, but
yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah,
it's just the man, that's pretty much all it is. It's not exactly anything special. It is very special. It's just
is it like looks nice. Red Dead Redemption, but with like samurais and ninjas and shit.
You could put it like that. It's as good as Red Dead.
Damn, son, I've seen some magnificent horses, dude. This sounds amazing. This is gonna be amazing, dude.
Horsey.
Some horse.
It's based on one of the Mongolian invasions.
The
island of Sushi. In Japan.
That's gonna be amazing. Like, samurais and shit, everything fighting. Damn.
Or you can be a ninja.
Wait, you could be a ninja?
Yeah, you can be a ninja or a samurai.
I thought you could only be a samurai, dude.
No. You can either be a samurai or a ninja. So, like, if you be a samurai, you stick to the honorable path. But if you go ninja, you, like, use fear and, I don't know, stealth and, like,
so,
things that be considered honorable.
Is the ninja fighting the samurai or some shit?
No, the ninja's fighting the Mongols, just like the samurai. It's the same dude, the same guy, but he just fights differently.
Wait, but what would you guys choose, the samurai or ninja?
I'd probably mix, honestly.
Wait, you could mix it up? That sounds crazy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't, like, you set you in all sorts of scenes, so you could probably end up having...
Yeah, like, there's two separate skill trees.
Ooh.
And you have these little charms that you get, and then those give you extra powers. I'm assuming, like, poison on your attacks.
Damn.
That's and that'd be something that the ninja would use because honorable.
Ninjas play dirty, dude. I'm just gonna imagine like people slicing and dicing.
Oh, if you pick the samurai, you do slice and dice.
Dude, this sounds so much like fucking Dark Souls.
My
slice and dice, Dark Souls is. Curl into a ball and cry.
Oh, yeah.
Because you even tried to attempt this game, and then you died within the first, like,
dude.
Because you suck, and that you should die, and yourself. You see that dragon scale sword, use it to cut your own wrists and die.
Oh, no.
Wow, Thomas, you really are sad today.
That's
anyway.
Kind of dark.
Haha, Dark Souls, it's dark. Get the joke funny.
Wait, what the fuck? Why do I see a predator in one photo, dude?
Don't worry about it. I remember when I bought Dark Souls, the dude at the cash register literally said to me, "Now, you do know this game is very hard." And I was like, "Yeah."
Did you regret buying Dark Souls, though?
Nah, fam.
Really? Oh,
Because
I've
my one of my mates on Xbox, he is on New Game Plus 7. So like he's just like, oh, do this, oh here, this is how you do this. And I'm like, oh fuck yeah.
I remember I played the demo version of Dark Souls 2. I spent two like 3 hours just to complete the whole demo.
Dude. Oh man, one of my favorite memories of my brother has like pretty much nothing to do with my brother except for the fact that I used this PC. He got the remaster of Dark Souls and well, he let me play it on his computer and I think I spent like 8 hours just sitting there playing through Dark Souls. And man, did I hate my life.
Wait, what kind of boss did you find harder? Like the hardest one. I remember I was at like a tower or some shit, and there's this giant ass monster I was gonna kill.
Yeah.
And
That's the like on the bridge.
when I slay it, it's like, boo, bitch, I'm back, and I got yeeted off the cliff.
Yeah, because you probably didn't get to the next bloody bonfire, you retard.
Nah, don't judge me. I'm playing the goddamn demo. Oh god, I have a bad time
Man.
playing those Dark Souls games, dude.
Nah, fam, they're great. All they do is make you happy. Why are you having a bad time, Justin?
I don't
Why are you
know.
having a
I'm just
bad
actually
time?
playing. I didn't have that hard of a time.
Oh, okay.
I played for the first time.
Ooh,
It's
hoo,
not
hoo,
bad.
hoo. Wait, you can wear the rice farmer hats, dude?
Yeah. Oh, dude, there's so much customization in this game. It's
You can
insane.
even change colors of like everything as
You
well.
could ch
Yeah, like
oh, okay.
you like run around the map and you like find flowers and use them as dye.
Oh, that actually sounds quite like logical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
It's
is
like
very.
it's literally historian checked. Like all the
Yeah.
fighting
No
looks like
shit,
really well
really. Oh,
done.
okay.
And the
Check
fight
everything.
all the fighting, like all the fighting styles are
Yeah.
like done by modern day practitioners, like people that practice those sword styles.
So it's not gonna be like cling 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 like those cringy movie things like where they just fling
No,
the
no, no.
swords
It's
around.
real. It's real, like sword
It's
techniques.
like one two cut and you're down. Those shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or like literally one cut and you're down.
Damn, okay. I think you're gonna have a magnificent time playing this, dude.
Oh yeah.
I think well you're gonna be the sheep where it's supposed to be fighting on swords, you guys are throw a shuriken and pierce him.
All right, now
Man,
you don't even call me out like
shurikens are
that.
like okay, I would
No,
say.
they no the kunai. They have the kunai. They don't have shuriken.
Oh, okay, the
They,
coup.
he, you, he can literally one hit kill with a kunai.
Yeah, I think you're gonna do that. Just play
It's
G moves and
insane.
throwing sand at them.
Now listen here, you little shit. If you're not careful, I'll throw sand at you.
Oh God, okay.
I'll fill you with sand.
No, that's what she said.
I don't know why she'd want to be filled with sand,
I
but okay.
don't, yeah. I mean she's Egyptian, but okay. Is
Huh?
it wait, is the biggest desert in the Egypt or the Middle East? I'm not sure.
Sahara.
Yeah, I'll just say
Let's find out.
it's a Middle Eastern girl, do you know what I
World's
mean?
largest desert. I
almost want to say that's like near India.
Antarctic Desert. God
Oh,
damn it.
yeah. I
Antarctic Desert.
we're all fucking stupid.
Christ. Wait, is there. Oh, wait, what?
The
Antarctic.
Antarctic isn't a is a desert. The
Yeah,
desert
so
is
the North
yeah.
and South Pole are deserts.
Holy shit, okay.
A desert
They're ice
re a,
deserts.
yeah. A desert refers to just like the general like type of area instead of like a climate and such.
Damn, boy. Okay.
Fucking barren and depressing.
A
Yeah.
barren wasteland. Aluatu.
Ha ha ha
Haha.
ha.
Ha.
Nigga.
But damn, that's a lot of customization from the armors and shit you could wear. You could become Vietnamese.
Oh my god,
You
no,
could
you
become
can't, because there's
Bushman.
no. No!
Whoa. You could become
If you're not
Bushman,
careful,
well.
I'll make you take a trip to the
Wait,
rice fields.
are you gonna wear like a full samurai armor or are you gonna become Bushman?
Neither.
Neither. Then what are you gonna be?
Rice hat.
How about you, Tom?
I'll play like I'll probably just look around and see what I like, cause I've been liking the look of like the smaller armors, but I'll probably
yeah.
I like them like all the nice like kind of ponchos esque.
Ponchos, ooh. I've been seeing like those like dang heavy ass like samurai armors, quite chunky.
Yeah,
the he's wood, a thick boy,
it's
dude.
Just all wood.
Yeah. Wooden
I'd
steel.
I'd fuck a samurai.
That's kind of homo, dude.
Hey, you're not careful, I'll fuck you too.
Oh no. This is why we use Vaseline.
No, it's not.
Hmm. Maybe, maybe not. 75?
Maybe.
What are these charms of toxic demise and charm of the, I can't even spell that.
Yeah, so the charms are basically like your little extras.
Sorry.
Are you okay, dude?
I'm being a gamer and I got smacked.
But how about, wait, let's have this debate, dude. What do you think, what pizza do you think is better?
Where the fuck did pizza come from? But alright.
Square,
what kind of
like,
pizzas we talking here?
There's a lot of different kind of pizzas, Justin.
Like square shaped or round circle shapes?
Square.
Square, okay. How about you, Will?
Score.
Why do you pick square, though? Like, why do you guys pick square?
You get more.
You get more, really?
Yeah. You literally get more.
But you don't have to crust on some you know places.
Yeah, you do.
Really? Wait,
yeah,
what?
You still get the crust.
How? It's like a big square, and you're cutting it piece by piece. Some of them only have the meat.
I'm fine with that.
Not all of them's gonna have crust, but yeah, like, but it's still gonna have crust on it. And then you cut it into slices.
Yeah, like
still,
the bottom
like
of it. The bottom of it could have crust. It'd be crusty.
Ooh.
You just gotta use your imagination.
Oh, ho, ho.
Nigga. Sorry, I can't stop saying the N-word.
It's just because
I care about black people so much.
Yeah.
I don't.
To be honest, although I haven't tried pizza, like, eaten much pizza before because, you know, cheese, making.
I thought you were just gonna say I haven't had pizza before, and I was gonna say you're a fucking mongrel.
No, I had pizza once or twice in my whole life.
What the fuck? I literally ate a whole pizza earlier today. I literally ate a whole pizza earlier today.
You eat the square one or the round one, dude?
It was a round one. It was cut into triangles.
I'll cut it to triangles. Oh.
I'll cut you into triangles, you little whore.
Find me first. What kind of toppings though, like pineapple? No, we're not gonna do pineapple, right? We can all agree on this one.
I admit that I've only had two pizzas in my life.
Yeah, but my mom ordered a Hawaiian pizza. I smelled that, like, literally noped out of that shit. I just keep eating my lasagna. I love lasagna, dude.
I can't have cheese, lasagna.
Yeah, I peel it off. When I do it, that's why Ronan is so pissed off when I eat Italian food with him.
Imagine having friends that you eat food with. Me and Tom. Yeah, you haven't fucking eaten today, have you, cunt?
Wait, Tom hasn't eaten, dude?
No.
Damn.
He hasn't been speaking, and he hasn't been eating either.
Damn. That's sad.
Yeah, it is.
But still, dude.
Never.
Like, literally never thought that pizza could be fucking squares. I've only seen, like, square pizza or, like, three or four times in my whole entire lifetime. Because most of them are round.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna make you round.
Mm.
Like, the whole point of, like, a square pizza is that we have a lot of people.
A lot.
You can get more pieces out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if there's, like, yeah.
Oh, gotta be using your Asian smarts, I see.
Nah, fam.
Have you seen, like the video of the fat family? They bought 10 pizzas, and on their way, they ate 5. Like, those two ate five pizzas and just...
Yeah, I know the video you're talking about. Yeah. It's completely reasonable, Justin. How is I'm not reasonable? Sure why...
Jesus.
Because, Justin, you're just not big enough.
I could eat that many.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Justin,
you probably could.
I don't think I understand. Okay, I'm... Like, if I was, like... If my size was relative to how much I ate, I would not be kidding when I say that I'm fat. Like, I'm already, like, decently big. Like, God, some people could probably call me fat. Like, I...
Like the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, dude, like, when I eat a fried rice, I can't think of food anymore. Like, just one little bowl of fried rice, because I eat Asian portions.
I got butter chicken and was still hungry, Justin.
Christ, my lord, okay.
Because you're not gamer.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy who, if you give me 4 sweet potatoes, I can eat it in no time and be full as fuck.
Sweet potatoes are shit compared to real potatoes. Nah. Fuck sweet potatoes. Nah. All me and the homies prefer real potatoes.
Real potatoes? You mean potato chips?
No, potatoes.
Wait, what? Yeah, nice. But what kind of potatoes though? Like, sliced and diced?
Like a straight up potato.
Just a raw, like a fucking, you poke a couple holes in it, chuck it in the microwave to drain the moisture, then you poke a couple more holes in it, put it back in for 5 more minutes, and then you take it out and chuck it in the oven for like 40 minutes. There you go, you got a baked fucking potato. And then you slap some shit like butter in that, and then you, I don't know.
I remember I had like a baked potato with bolognese sauce.
I think you mean bolognese.
Yeah, bolognese sauce.
Bolognese. You like bolognese, kid? I like bol. Mm. What?
Yeah, because in Hong Kong, I'm so used to calling it by its Chinese name, yokjeon yifan. Basically, meat sauce.
Sauce me up, daddy. What?
Oh, God.
I mean, you can if you want. Mm. Anyway, yeah, what happened?
Yeah, but what kind of toppings, though, on your potato?
Oh, on the potato, okay. So, my favorite one that my family do is we put butter, and then we get cheese, and then we get gyros meat. Do you know what a gyros is, Justin?
Yeah.
Okay, so gyros meat, and then we put that on top of the cheese, and then coleslaw, and, like, sometimes beetroot, and, like, pickles.
Mm. I remember my favorite one that I used to have when I was a little boy. Bolognese sauce. I'm very not used to saying it like bolognese. So that with a bunch of lettuce and a big piece of sausage. Mmm. Like pork sausage. Mm. Like tastes so good. Sausage. Mm. How about you, Tom? Like potato.
I just like a really basic.
Like
literally just cheese, bacon.
Damn, you really do like cheese. Okay.
I'm the one that's addicted to cheese, Justine.
I'm not sure. From like the last few like episodes we did, you guys were like crazy about cheese.
Oh yeah, Justin. Damn. I put cheese on almost everything.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Thomas? You talking shit? Oh yeah, straight up cheese isn't all that great, but melted cheese. Mm.
Like Parmesan or cheddar?
Like, if anyone's like, oh yes, me eating it from the bag is the better way to do it. No, they can go kill themselves. It's not. I'm fucking autistic, I hate cheese.
Okay, cheese. You have a specific kind of cheese likeness. I got it. I got you.
It's melted or it's nothing. Actually, no. See, when I'm making myself, cheese toasties, I don't use grated cheese most of the time. I get like a block of cheese and I just cut slices. And sometimes I cut too much cheese.
Wait, but how about like hamburgers though? You don't use melted cheese on hamburgers, right?
No, you use fucking slices and you melt it whilst you're still cooking the hamburger, so then it melts properly and not like.
Oh, okay.
So while it's on the frying pan, you chuck it on top.
And
Okay.
then you can also slap a lid on that.
Ooh, okay, culinary experts here. Gotcha. You're back.
We are fat.
You're technically not fat, I'm just very skinny.
No,
Self-hate.
It's not self-hate, it's to make women jealous. Dude, my body type is making women jealous. My best friend, who's a girl, is very jealous of my weight.
Oh, she can suck a wang.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know anyone called Mr. Wang?
No, but sadly, that's not a last name, dude. Sadly, not in Hong Kong.
Nigga.
We have some, like something Wong, Sun
Yes.
Wong, and I don't know. There's a lot of stuff, like weird name, weird Chinese names, like also weird white people, like foreign names as well,
Like Dave.
like Jack Off, Geoff, Goff, Jack
Say
Off.
I'm just trying to think. Wait, I'm sorry. Dude.
What?
Are you just saying jack off like repeatedly?
Yes, Thomas,
Yes,
that's exactly what
yes.
you're saying. Can I jack myself off?
I'm not.
Yes, I
Wait,
can.
can people actually suck their own dick though?
Yeah,
Yes,
it is
you have to.
possible.
No
It is
fucking.
extremely
No, you're
dangerous.
bullshitting.
No,
I'm
no, no.
not
So,
kidding.
peop there are
It's
these people.
technically called walk down the wall. It's just sort of
No,
like.
that Thomas, that's a suicidal technique. There's a
Okay.
there are these people called contortionists who can who have like double joint like completely double jointed bodies, and they can literally bend their bodies in whatever way they want to.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers could shove their cock down their throat.
Jesus. Oh God. Okay. So let me get this straight. There's some extreme yoga people that can suck their own dick.
Oh yeah, pretty much. That's
Holy
actually that's really
Jesus.
yeah.
I gotta see that for myself. Like it, I have never seen it before. I just
And
heard it from
that's
my
the
friends.
kind
I'm
of
like,
guy.
I'm doubting it so much.
Search up contortion.
Okay.
Contortionist.
Contortionist. Okay. Oh God. Okay, now that's some extreme yoga shit.
My cock just came off.
Whoa. What the? Is that a worm or is that? Is that a? I'm very much confused. Let me send you a photo. This. I can't. Oh, I can't drop the image. Wait. Fuck, I can drop the image on Discord. Shit.
I'll say it right now.
Haha,
Apparently,
you're homosexual.
from what I've heard, a lot of people. God, this is just me watching like shit, and then people go like, "Oh yeah, no, I know a guy, or I can suck my own dick." God, one of the podcasts I watched, they're like, "Oh, like one of the dudes on it was like, oh, like when I was younger, I was able to suck my own dick," and he's like, "Everyone's like, was it worth it?" And it's like, "No, it's more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked." Because that's what it is, you know. You're effectively giving yourself head, but you know, you're still gonna feel more like, you know, you're sucking someone
Wait,
else, but
so is it like wait, Tom, let me get this straight.
so
If you
technically it's gay.
Yeah, I know. But
Yeah.
have you seen like the black guy talking about gay? Like it's the intention that makes you gay. If you're gonna suck a dick, then suck a dick. But
It's like
the end
sucking your
goal
own
is for
cock. You're
pussy.
trying to tell me that that's not gay.
I'm not sure. I'm very much confused right now.
If you suck your own cock, you're a homosexual. End of story.
Wait, but if you're sucking your own cock, is it
No, no.
more like giving yourself head or receiving head?
Giving
It's
yourself.
yeah, it's more giving. Like, it's
Okay.
less pleasurable because you just have a cock down your throat.
Yeah, your spine is gonna be hurting.
That's why you have to be so flexible.
Yeah.
Or just gay.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
But then it's not you doing it then.
Yeah, of course. But Jesus, holy shit! I gotta search that like after the pod. Like some kind of people can
That's
have
still
the
kind of
ability
gay.
to suck their own dick.
I mean, why you need why you need to suck your own? Just get someone to do it for you.
Yeah, I mean, you could get a prostitute or some shit, but maybe they're gonna be flexible and some shit. I'm not sure anymore.
Who has the money for that, though?
Who needs money? Dude, it's called, like, kidnapping.
Who would pay to see people sucking their wang?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, true, true. There are people wearing heels, crushing random stuff, and people giving money to them, so why not suck their own wang?
I suck your wang.
Oh no.
Your name is not Mr. Wang.
My name is Mr. Wang.
Oh god. My name is Mr. Wang, I fuck my daughter.
You fuck your daughter? No. That is not good.
It is good. It's the Gouda cheese.
Jesus.
You gotta keep the race line strong, bro.
The race line strong. Keep the race pure, sucking your own wang, populating your own people. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a question.
What?
Is incest okay if it's to keep a race going?
No.
I don't know.
Like, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure humans are the only ones that have problems performing incest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, as in, I mean, like, where it actually brings about, like...
Wait, how about dogs, though? Like, dogs.
Dogs? You're a fucking New Yorker?
I'm sorry, I'm used to seeing dogs. Like, oh, sorry. Like, when dogs fuck each other, like the same kind of dogs. You know, they're gonna be, like, birth defects, some shit.
No, there's not.
Really?
No.
The purebred.
Yeah, if it's purebred, then the life cycle will be short. Yeah, there's
no deforms. No, it won't.
No.
It'll be healthy. Yeah. It'll be a lot healthier than an inbred.
Yeah. Damn.
The only difference that inbreds have, though, is if they get those better qualities, though. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, so you only usually ever see the crossbreeds that, like, you know, that have taken the better qualities, usually.
You never see the ones that end up looking like they have cancer from birth.
Like, uh-huh. Most of the time, though, a purebred is going to be healthier.
Because it has its own genes and it's not mixed.
Yeah. Have you seen, a corgi mixed with a Samoyed?
But both of those are inbred dogs.
Yeah, but the fluff. Oh, they're so fluffy. They're just a big bunch of fur. They're so cute. The big bunch of happiness.
Yeah, well, I want a fucking wolf, but they're illegal in Australia.
I want a corgi. Oh, it's a long piece of happy bread. I want one. A happy bread with a thick ass. Have you seen a corgi, though? The ass is thick, though.
Yeah, have you ever actually gone near a corgi, Justin?
Yeah.
They're kind of the aggressive little shits.
Yeah, I know. They knocked me over. They kept licking my face.
No, I mean, dangerous aggressive, nom nom nom, bite bite.
Oh, no, no, no. I've never seen any. They're so happy. At least in my neighborhood, they're so happy.
Looks like I'm gonna have to fucking come to your neighborhood. Wait, Justin, how are their dogs still alive in your neighborhood?
I'm not sure. Maybe they're too cute. Maybe if they're too cute, then we won't kill them. Maybe.
Just maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Like how it's only a maybe that I won't fucking execute Order 66 on niggas.
Wait. Well, since, I don't know about, Hong Kong, but in the mainland, there's, a dog-eating festival. Maybe, after that, they don't eat them anymore. I'm not sure. Hong Kong people don't do that shit.
The thing is how it's a difference in how they look at the animals. That's why most people over here, how could you eat a dog? Whilst, over there, they're viewed as food.
Nom nom dinner.
Well, in Europe, dude, dogs have been domesticated pets for probably nearly 1,000 years.
Yeah, yeah. Since
and they're basically also seen as tools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worse as tools, so.
But in Asian countries such as China, even though some of them are domesticated pets, some of them are considered livestock. In Hong Kong hasn't been there, since Britain came over and said, you're mine now.
Niggas.
Oh. Have you guys ever thought that, like, the smaller the dog is, the more aggressive it is?
That's just a biological fact.
Yeah, like Chihuahuas. Those
Chihuahuas are great.
demon spawns.
They're great. What do you mean?
Their eyes poke out like they're fish. They're so weird.
And
I
they're
don't like
adorable.
them. They're not adorable.
At
Are.
least their eyes poke out.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, well, it's that in game, right? How do you like it?
I'm not sure. Normal
At least
eyes.
it happens. Alright, Mr. Slanted.
Corgis, they're so cute. Oh,
I'd fuck a corgi.
I will strangle them dead and make them as fur.
Josh, can
What?
I say this once? What the fuck?
Justin, oh, I'm not like those Chinese people. Justin, I'm going to strangle the corgi and use its fur as a coat.
Cruella de Vil.
Huh?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just. I'm.
Justin,
Ooh.
you're the kind of guy who'd probably use a snake as a fucking pocket pussy.
What the fuck?
Thomas, you're the kind of guy that would say something like that and then do it themselves.
Wait, how can I use a snake as a pocket pussy though? Their
By
fangs be
shoving
sharp.
your cock down its throat.
Dude, their fangs be
Justin,
sharp.
you do know that you can defang a snake
Yeah,
without
I know,
killing
but I
it,
ain't
right?
gonna pull it. Dude, it's gonna be dangerous.
You can bite
Know what else is gonna be dangerous?
snakes.
What?
Living.
Yeah, true.
That's too much.
Like, wait, what do they use as pocket pussies before, like, pocket pussies were invented?
They didn't.
If you didn't get laid, you were weak.
Yeah, true. Like, have you guys heard of, like, a Middle Eastern... I forgot which kind of country it is, but they have the most, like, dank concubine. Like, it's a mad lad concubine, dude.
Huh?
Do you know... Okay. Let me give some context.
Do you know what a concubine is?
Yes, I know. I know.
A concubine is like a king's second wife.
Like a room full of concubines. People, like, the king fucked them, dude. It's like a... Dude, let me just
Like a
tell you.
brothel?
No, it's not like a brothel. It's like the king's private reserves of bitches and hoes.
Yeah, it's like
Oh.
the king's own brothel.
Yeah, kind
No,
of.
it's the king's concubines.
Yeah. So it's
That's
basically
wild.
this. There's a room and there's a slide. You feel me? There's a slide. It's filled with oil 24/7. So after the king is done fucking one bitch, it's gonna push them over. It's not pushing them in the slide. It's gonna push them over and tell them to leave. And the second bitch will slide off right into their cock.
Huh. That's horrific.
Justin, you put too much thought into this.
Yeah, I know, but it's. Dude, it just sounds so weird,
Are you
but it's
okay?
true. It sounds so badass. Dude, who have
I
thought
was.
like a slide sliding bitches down to your d
Obviously, someone with a small dick has to think of something like that.
Damn.
They need all the
Whoa.
thought they can get.
But seriously, dude, those kind of emperors are like even how. But there's only like a few cool emperors. Are you okay, Wall?
Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New Groove. Are you
Nice
good?
cock.
Huh. Oh, you're gonna become Gronk, okay. Can you do a Gronk accent, though?
You mean Kronk?
Yeah, Gronk.
Kronk. What Kronk?
Nice cock.
Wow.
I like your cock, kid. Wait, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that from me. You heard that from Jalapeno El Jesus.
Jalapeno El Jesus El Chapo. Gotcha.
Hi, hi.
Hi,
Alligator gauze veins.
Only chain!
hi. Have you guys, like, if
Nigga.
you guys would wear hats, what would you guys wear? Like a cap or beanie or some shit?
I don't
My
wear hats.
fucking hair.
Wait, so you guys like will never wear hats of any kind?
Oh no, I wear hats sometimes, but they're only a sometimes thing.
Like, what kind of hats though? Like caps and shit?
Yeah.
I like Even though I'm gonna become a cringe lord by saying that I do wear
I know you wear
fedoras.
Fedoras.
Yeah, on a very hot summer day. Only because it successfully blots out the sun. I don't know why, like, nerdy elitists call Trilby's fedoras. Like, can't... the fedora is supposed to be, like, a wide brim just to blot out the sun with a sense of fashion. But Trilby, I can't really see the use.
They look good if you wear a suit.
Oh, yeah, but... yeah, it just makes their head look fat as fuck.
Yeah, well, you're fat as fuck. I'm sorry, Justin. I'll kiss you if you're not careful.
Asian man wearing fedora. That sounds nice.
Asian man being gay.
That sounds bad. Have you seen a homosexual getting burned at the stake? I haven't. What are we about?
I've seen niggas
getting fucked in the thing.
No, I've just seen niggas, that's it.
Mm.
Actually. Thomas, did you know that a very small number of black people live in this neighborhood?
Yeah.
It's because of how many rednecks live around here.
Wait, why did you get to stay at Tom's for that long? I'm kind of curious.
What do you mean? I ain't going home for like another couple days.
Wait, why? I thought...
fuck going home.
I thought your mom and dad would, like, tell you to go back home or some shit.
I don't have a mother.
Oh, no.
She died years ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is very sad. Shit. Well, shit. Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay, this has gone very sad.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure.
This is just a normal day.
Yeah, I stepped on a landmine, dude.
Oh, Stephen, you got it.
What? Huh?
What?
Hmm?
You didn't hear that from me.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm having a party tomorrow.
Now that's gamer.
No, like, the only bad thing is it's not, like, a legit party because there's, like, a law that prevents more than 4 people to hang out in Hong Kong. Yeah.
Because of Corona.
No, Thomas, they're not allowed to have friends.
Dude, like, school...
from rebelling.
Like, school was suspended for a long time, like, until, like, late May. And school was suspended last week as well. Like, only came to school for, like, a few weeks, and then it was suspended again.
Why?
I forgot which school was it, but there's like a 10 or 12 students got Rona.
That's just cool.
No, that's not ethnic.
Ethnic cleansing is suggested.
Yeah.
Oh. Baby spam.
But have you guys ever, like... So you guys don't have any laws that prevents, like, more than a few people hanging out?
No, because, you know...
About it.
Besides
yeah.
Victoria, right?
I want to talk about Victoria. Right?
That's not real. Victoria doesn't exist, Justin. Where's Victoria? What do you want about?
I don't know. I just gotta say that Adelaide is the supreme.
You're not wrong there, buddy. It's actually Radelaide.
Radelaide? What the fuck?
Rad.
Radelaide? Okay.
Radelaide. Ha ha ha. Yeah, dude. Ha ha ha.
Oh, surf's up, bro.
No, that's Gold Coast.
Okay.
We're just fucking cool. No. Yo, Tom!
Yeah?
When's your board getting here?
I'm checking my email.
Tom bought a board yesterday on his birthday.
What kind of board, though?
A cruiser board. Do you know what a cruiser board is?
Let me search it up. What the...
So, search up Duster's Hope Cruiser.
Duster's Hope.
Cruiser board.
Cruiser. Okay, I'm sure. Oh, is it those kind of electronic stuff?
No. There shouldn't be anything electronic showing up. Such a.
Oh, it's a skateboard, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a skateboard, kind of.
What's different? I'm just seeing four wheels and one board.
So a skateboard has a much narrower board, whereas a cruiser board has, it's much wider at the ends, and this one also has polyesterine, I think, wheels. Damn. So like, instead of having hard wheels,
mm-hmm.
it's got like these soft wheels, which are just good for riding around on.
Oh. What kind of design did Tom make?
He picked out. You're Asian. Thomas, do you have it up on your computer? Yeah, send him a link, and then you can see. And it should be here in like a couple of days.
Ooh, hoo-hoo. That sounds amazing, dude. Is it expensive?
He paid $158, but it was like $180.
That's kind of expensive.
Kind of.
No, that's not even kind. That's like very expensive. That sounds dope though.
It is.
Holy
cool.
Shit, Tom. Damn. Okay.
It's a great board.
I mean, I don't do skateboarding or those stuff, but damn, that looks nice. With dragons and shit. Is that a mushroom on the dragon?
Yep.
Is that a bird? That's a bird? Yeah. Cute. This looks dope. Yeah. This looks very dope. Okay, I gotta say.
There you go, Thomas. You have another opinion.
Yeah.
And he has one currently, like, cruiser board. But it's from fucking Kmart, and it was like $20.
Okay, Kmart, okay.
So it was terrible. It's terrible. It's hardly rideable.
I remember my 16th birthday. Sweet 16. What kind of stuff do you get on your sweet 16, though?
Nothing special, really.
Nothing special. I got my Gibson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got a Gibson.
Yeah, for my 10th birthday, it's something very interesting. I got a new fear called fear of death.
What? What's that? What's that?
Fear of death.
Yeah, fear of that. Quit being scared of death, Justin.
He cried himself to sleep on his 10th birthday because he was that scared of dying.
What the fuck? He's,
like, as in, like, getting old and dying.
Yeah.
Ah, so you have the same fear as I do, the fear of the future.
Oh, no, as in, like, no, like, not like the future, as in just, like, dying.
Oh, yeah, you're just scared of dying. Like, the concept of dying, you can't fathom it, okay. No,
he can fathom it, that's why he's fucking
yeah,
scared.
Yeah, yeah, like, dude, I'm fucking scared of the future, dude. Like, I like to live in the past more than the future. Because it already happened. It already happened, so I know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna be very, like, accept it. Yeah, but the future holds, like, it's very fucking unknown, so I'm legit scared.
Well, that's just because you're a bitch, nigga.
Oh. Oh, oh, God, I'm gonna go to America soon. I'm scared.
Why are you scared, huh? What, you gonna get shot by a black man?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna ride a horse and break my spine.
Now, why would you do that?
I want to ride a horse. I rode a donkey once, but I haven't ride a horse.
I rode a donkey.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put my dog in the donkey.
Overeating critically.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, hang on, wait. No, hang on. I wanted to talk about something. Oh, yes, yes. I just got a blueprint in the game I'm playing called Masochist.
What's that?
Do you not know what a masochist is, Justin?
I'm not sure. How do you spell it?
Alright, masochist. Let me tell you in a second.
M-A-S-O-C-H-I-S-T.
Masochist. C-A-I-S-T, okay. Uh-huh.
Now search up a definition for it so you don't see things you don't want to see.
Yeah, I'm,
no,
I'm,
go on to images.
No.
I'm,
go on to images.
I'm on images and I'm very disturbed.
How much porn is there? Tell me.
A lot. Not even the normal stuff, but the weird stuff as well.
Yeah, that's what being a masochist is.
Why?
Okay, hang on. The blue... Okay, this is what it does. Trap damage is capped at 10% of your max HP. When hit by a trap, your movement speed increases by 20. That's fucking useless.
Why is there a blueprint of that?
No, it's not what its name is. It's just something. It's just a name that they gave it.
Okay.
Oh my cock. How you doing, Tomo? You feeling like doing crack? What are you eating?
Oh, I was eating rice before.
Rice? Okay, what kind of rice? Jasmine? Japanese stuff?
Just straight up rice.
Oh, come on.
No.
I had curry rice for lunch.
Oh, dude, Asian curry rice gives me a fucking boner.
Sweet curry rice with pork and hash browns.
Because I have this issue, where even if I do, like, just not eat for, like, an entire day, I it's not a correction, it's more, I continue to hurt myself because I overeat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I have, like, a genuine issue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but how... okay, I see. Cheese toasties. I can just only think of the cheese toasties thing. It looks amazing.
Nah, fam, we made Nutella toasties.
What? How do you cook Nutella?
You don't cook Nutella. Okay, so listen, ready? Listen here, kiddo. What you do, alright? This is what you do. Listen, are you listening? I think you need to listen a bit better. Okay, so what you do is, you get two pieces of bread, you put Nutella on the inside of the pieces of bread, and then on the outside you put butter, and then you just fucking slap them in a cheese toasting machine.
Damn.
Or like a sandwich maker.
So basically, glutinous maximus, okay.
Nigga, the fuck you just say to me? You calling me fat? I'll beat your ass.
You have the money to fly over here, nigga.
Oh, I do.
I don't.
Yeah, that's sad.
I just did crack on your corpse, nigga.
I can send you really threatening messages.
Oh, come on.
I can just send you a dick pic.
Okay, now that's more threatening.
No, when I say, like, really threatening messages, I mean this in, like, threatening.
Oh, God. Well, how about... Remember when we discussed about Tahiti? Are we still going?
That's up to the gods.
Yeah, true. I really want to go to Tahiti, dude. I haven't been to a tropical island before. I'm very excited.
I haven't left Australia.
But you're going to Japan soon, Tom.
There is nothing that binds me to going to Japan. That is a point.
Yeah, we just want to. It's nothing really, like, guaranteed.
Well, I thought you guys were going to Japan, though.
Yeah, no, we want to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, want, okay. But I legit cannot believe that I got my Instagram feed suggesting me on the Adelaide Communist... Australian Communist Party of Adelaide.
Dude, there's this kid at our school called Casey. We've probably talked about on here before.
Yeah.
He's a very important member of that. He's like one of the...
Is it Casey...
McEwen.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Oh, he has a Soviet sickle and hammer on his thing.
Yeah.
Christ, he's legit commie. Oh, God.
No, he's not a communist. He's a Russian communist.
Wait, there's a big difference between Russian communism and Chinese communism.
Yeah, no, I got, but he praises China for their methods of production and such.
So mass famine
he's a horrible
and
person.
Death.
Yeah, he's a horrible yeah. person.
Wait, did he take history though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he did, then he knows China's.
No, don't even. No. Our history, one of our history teachers and our like HAS teachers, which is like historical studies and social studies, he was pointing out some of the horrible, like horrible things that our good man Stalin did. Like the war crimes he committed about murdering
yeah.
millions of people.
Yeah, genocide.
And Casey was just sitting there defending him the whole time and disagreeing with everything.
Defending Stalin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking hell, okay. How about my big man Mao Zedong?
See, I don't think he knows who that is.
Fuck, okay. Okay, so that's why he's praising Chuck. Like you gotta remember,
dude. What do you mean? The dude made his own manifesto.
Yeah, Mao Zedong made his own manifesto and he caused... let me count how many famines did he cause. Four famines.
What a fucking gamer.
It was supposed to, like, maximize production, but it didn't work. It only made it fucking worse. Oh.
Yeah, well, if you had power, wouldn't you want to abuse it by causing billions to
yeah,
die?
Yeah, true. But can you tell me more about, like, that dude, the commune?
For sports day...
They wrote his own manifesto.
For sports
like,
day, Casey literally wore a Communist Party outfit, and he has like a fuck ton of badges. He has a fuck ton of badges that he wears to school, and they're all like support communism.
Wait, did he really wear like a communist uniform?
Yeah.
Yep.
He also played the Soviet anthem over the speakers.
How did he play
school?
The anthem on the speakers? I'm very curious. Who let him?
And no teachers stopped him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he sucks up to, like, all of them, and only, like, a few of them actually, like, say anything to him.
Why? What the fuck? Okay.
For kids, he's not doing anything wrong. But the moment I throw up a sign that looks like I'm doing, like, the SS salute, I throw up my hand, this, like, I literally get threatened with suspension. That has happened before.
Fuck me, your school is so... Oh, what is wrong? Okay.
That was an interesting day.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
I'm over here trying to peer pressure my friend into sending me a photo because they're going out for dinner. And they said they dressed up nicely and they're not sending me a photo.
Huh.
Oh, God.
Is that someone I know?
What?
Yes, Thomas. Yes, it is.
Where's communist... Like, even, I haven't seen anyone wore, like, a communist badge when I went to China on a study trip.
God, I hate China.
Like, a long time ago, I went to a study trip in China, I haven't seen anyone wearing communist badges.
Yeah, who the fuck would want to be a communist?
I'm asking the same thing.
I'd rather live in a country that revolves around feudalism than be a communist.
Hmm. Do you know that there's a like an archaeological experiment for a town in France? They're literally building a castle from scratch with 13th century equipment just to study how the fuck it works. It's so cool. They've been doing it for 25 years. Like with crusaders and shit. Crusader. Now, let's see, the first thing that mentions Crusader is the mighty Crusader holding up his blade, ready to chop some heathens.
Oh, well, I'm gonna chop my cock like a sausage.
Do you know that there's a Crusader's day camp? You know, wait, let me send you a
what
link.
What did you just say to me, Justin?
Let me send you a link. Wait. This is too good to be true. Hold on. Copy, paste. Boom. Check your Discord.
Check your asshole.
Yeah. Calling all crusaders, come and oh no, crusade wife. Oh, they're gonna burn people. They're gonna burn Muslims.
No, dude, they're gonna burn the Jewish.
Yeah.
There we go, Discord's loading now.
No, no. Oh, this sounds too good to be true. How about back to the lecture at hand? How about the potato? Fuck. Mi mother started calling me the Garfield because of my addiction on eating lasagna. There's this kind of a lasagna in Pizza Express. I don't know if you have those, but in Hong Kong we have a restaurant chain called Pizza Express. They make a mean ass lasagna. Like, I don't even care if I get diarrhea from it.
If you're not careful, I'll touch you. What?
What? What kind of like pasta do you guys like though? Nigatoni, pepperoni? No, not pepperoni. Fuck.
I pressed the wrong button.
Mm.
Anyway, let's look at this Crusaders day camp. You've piqued my interest, Justin.
Yeah. Calling all Crusaders. I'm gonna read this out loud. Please read out loud. As dramatically as possible to get me
proud. No, I'm gonna read it in a monotone voice. Calling all crusaders, come and join your friends July 29th, August. Come to perfect your skill of crusader warfare, enjoy hours of games, and seek the coveted prizes. Take place at St. Joe's, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Cost per crusader or postulant, crusader and desire, $20 for the first child, $10 for others. Please indicate when registering whether you'd like your children sponsored. What the fuck?
Oh my god, they're gonna teach kids how to fight.
Ooh. They're gonna teach kids how to burn people.
They're the white versions of ISIS. I think that I took it too far. Did I take it too far, Will?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna beat a child to death with my mastodon size
cock.
Wang.
Wang. Okay. I still haven't thought that you.
Oh, listen to me.
Yo, Wang. Yo, Wang, big, big. Vive el français.
My Wang is as large as a fucking baguette.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah, baby. If anything, it's bigger than a baguette.
I remember when I went to France, I bought a big baguette and split it in half and have a sword fight with my mom.
If you're not careful, I'll have a sword fight with you.
With baguettes, I'll surely win. I know the ancient arts of baguette fighting.
I am the ancient arts of baguette fighting, Justin.
Oh no. You will designate me in my ancient arts of baguette fighting.
I could probably bait you.
Yeah, I know. You guys are gonna double team me.
No, Justin.
No, I mean by myself.
For your information.
Oh, okay.
Justin, for your information, I have wasted hours upon hours upon hours upon more hours of watching sword fighting tutorials and following along and genuinely nearly killing myself with sharp objects.
How did you what the? Did you really practice with sharp objects?
Yeah.
I
got a stick or I got a broom.
I mean, I'm sure almost hit myself. We used like wooden sticks and shit.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm a gamer. Fuck you.
If what? I'm angry enough, I don't think many people. I could probably still take you out no matter how hard you hit me. That's all I've got.
Hmm. So you gotta go full berserk on our asses, gotcha.
Perhaps.
I think that you're gonna, you're probably the only one out of the three of us that can make a baguette like lethal weapon.
I feel like we're pulling up being more than just a lethal weapon.
How can it
Thomas,
be more
there's
than
nothing more dangerous than lethal.
Yeah.
A razor.
How the you fuck? Can't erase things, Thomas. This isn't a fucking. This isn't some bullshit anime where people can literally remove matter.
Wait, those exist. You could remove.
No, you can't. It's physically
impossible. Yeah, matter cannot be created nor destroyed.
If I swing hard enough, I can split atoms. That's enough for me.
No, it is Thomas. Yeah. That's physically impossible. The muscle, bone, and skin surrounding your arm would disintegrate before you even got to move, if you were moving that fast.
So basically, if the Flash, like, the Flash didn't exist, he's gonna be melted. From Flash to goop.
The Flash could do it, purely because when he's using the Speed Force, he becomes, like, completely irrelevant to physics.
Well, that means no one should be able to hit him, if he's irrelevant to physics, Thomas. Come on, I thought you were smarter than this.
Basically, he himself, like, doesn't take on, like when he's running, he doesn't have to worry about the consequences of, like the physical consequences of running that fast. Because technically, the moment that he starts getting to a certain point, like, before he even is able to, like, you know,
so
literally,
technically,
a tornado, he should technically be dead.
Yeah, he's technically immortal, then, you could say that.
They are literally immortal, because they escape the time. They escape time, fuck.
Yeah.
But they have their own special version of death called, the fucking, oh, wow. The Black Flash, and he is literally death, except fast.
Yeah. I remember this one comic on DC, it's like Green Arrow fucking died, and at his funeral, no one was sad. Because the young child asks an adult, like, where would he go? And he's gonna be like, oh, someone's gonna replace him soon anyways. From this dimension or another.
Wowzers, they're not wrong, because anyone can learn how to use a fucking bow.
They come back with a multiverse joke, Jesus Christ.
Hey, if you're not careful, I'll replace you, Justin. What?
With what?
My cock.
I've become a part of you now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but seriously, how is the Flash like? There's so many different kinds of Flash, like Reverse Flash, Normal Flash, Black Flash. Is that like a White Flash or some shit?
Yep, there is.
He embodies.
And then there's also this dude called Godspeed, yeah.
He seals Speed Force.
Yeah, and he can also be in two places at once.
How the fuck? Is he gonna do some ninjutsu shit?
No, he's just that fast.
Damn.
It's not really speed, it's more just an application. Well, Barry Allen, when he ran his fastest, was able to get to, like... He was able to run faster than instantaneous.
Oh.
Yeah, but only within a certain radius.
I still never thought that.
Still running fast and instantaneous, though, so.
Yeah, but if you say that technically, like, Superman, remember, Superman can, like, race with the Flash? And shouldn't Superman be technically dead?
I think it's, like, whatever, like, Superman usually, like, raced the Flash, it wasn't, like, a developed Flash.
It was never developed. It was always before he ever got to, like, use his potential. And then, in one of the, I think in the New 52 comics, Barry Allen and, Wally West, they were racing, and Superman was, like, trying to slow them, like, tell them to slow down, because they're literally destroying the fucking ground, and he couldn't keep up with them. He's like, I'm sorry, guys, I just can't keep up. And he wasn't running on the ground with them, he was fucking flying.
Damn.
I hate the new 52 though, because they're like, yes, let's make our Wally West immensely faster. Because Barry's like, still like, because the Flash uses blue shift.
Yeah.
For the terms, like, for how, so, the color, so the lightning blue shift, if I remember correctly, and then that represents our speed. But then reverse Flash, red shifts, so it goes, so I think it's like, red's the slowest, so you have the worst connection, blue's best, slash white, and then, for reverse Flash, it's reverse, because he has his own speed force.
Called the he's gonna do reversal soon. Oh no.
Gonna sexually assault you. What? What?
This reminds me of like the thing. A woman who was being raped got like reversed by a gay rapist who raped a rapist.
She got saved by, she was about to get raped and then a gay rapist raped the rapist.
The fucking reversal. Holy shit. But I think like the most impressive feat would be like, remember the piece of news, a terrorist got kicked in the nuts so hard that the guy who kicked him in the nuts broke his leg.
Wow.
You haven't heard of that news? Holy shit.
No,
wait.
I haven't, but that sounds fucking insane.
Did you not hear? Okay, I'm gonna search it up. Wait, what? You guys haven't heard of that?
If I was able to kick hard enough with my leg to do that, I don't think I'd have to live in fear of anyone. Purely because of how my legs
nuts
are.
Kick.
I could cripple a child with my legs.
Hold on. Where is it? Oh yeah, okay. I think, is this it? Like, ISIS fanatic gets kicked in the balls by fellow jihadist in Bis- No, wait, no, that's not it. Get nut kicked. Glasgow airports. Okay, I found it. This one. Yes, this is it. From the metro.
Oh, yo, boys, my phone might die in a minute. So if I just stop talking, that's why.
Okay, What percentage is your phone on?
Yes, it is on, I think, 1%.
Well, yeah, 1%. I thought you were charging, dude.
No, I can't charge my phone and have my earphones plugged in.
I you could use your speakers, dude.
Oh, no, you do not want that.
Oh, come on, try it.
Yeah!
Come on.
Booga booga.
Yes. Okay. Thank God. Are you watching? So.
Yeah. See,
like after. After the news of that guy thing, a petition was signed.
Well, if you open up the thing, like the drop, like if you open up the menu, there should be, like where it has mute and everything. There should be like a little speaker icon. Click that, it'll change it to speaker.
Yeah.
There we go.
Every dollar donated would buy him a pint, so he has a lifetime supply of beer, because he broke his ankle kicking a terrorist in the nuts.
Holy shit! What a fucking madman.
And by the way, remember it was a failed bombing attempt, so the terrorist was on fire.
Nigga.
He was on fire, and rather than saving that guy, he just kicked him in the nuts, disarming him. Jesus. Love it.
You're telling me you would save a terrorist that just attempted to fucking bomb you?
No, I'm gonna kick him in the nuts. I want to get free beer as well, dude.
I don't know if you'd like beer.
I don't know, but I could buy it for my friends.
Shit, you're right.
Yeah.
Underage is very illegal.
No, it's not. You could technically, in Japan, you could technically get married when you're 12.
Yeah. But that doesn't have relation to alcohol.
I don't know.
Thomas. Don't point out the fact that the Asian is wrong.
Otherwise, we'll lose our credibility to being racist towards Asian people.
Shit, you're right.
Oh no, the Asian reigns supreme once again. Jesus.
Oh, damn,
slit eyes. Fuck up your fist, wanker.
Ha-ha.
Fuck you.
I'm gonna ching your chong. I'm gonna kung pao your chicken, son.
Boy, I will fucking molest you.
Okay, this took a weird turn.
Nah, nigga, this ain't weird, this is normal.
What the fuck? Okay. My lord. But dude, back to the lecture at hand, dude. Like, if you get, like, free beer for life, that would be dope. Like, not even bad for... Even if you don't like beer, that's a good thing. You get killed at social gatherings.
I don't think you understand, Justin. If I got free beer for life, I wouldn't need to be social anymore.
No, true. You're right. I mean, you're gonna be like this. Your house, there's, like, literally one room being stocked entirely by different kinds of beer. Probably your house would be like this.
Don't call me out like that.
I'm not calling you out. That's how normal people would do.
I mean, my dad literally has an entire fridge dedicated to alcohol.
I respect him.
I don't. I don't get any of it.
Oh, poor Will.
Stop of it sometimes.
I remember my mom keeps like a cabinet of red wine, not even like in her wine fridge or something, just keep it under the sink.
Under the sea.
Because the sink is both a bit like colder than the outside temperature and more moist. So it's like a perfect climate to keep fucking alcohol.
Gamer.
Yeah. Oh shit. And why not?
Justin.
Yeah, what? Yeah?
I'm gonna beat you up.
Don't beat me, please. I'll cry. In the corner.
Good.
No. No. No, please.
Senpai and I won't kill you.
Okay, senpai. I'm trying like a new hairstyle.
I saw the post.
Yeah, but my hair gel is not that good. Like, it's a Gatsby brand, but it does not hold that much for wet hair. It's supposed to be. I forgot to read the label. It's for dried hair. So I fucked up badly. And now I tried the amazing Brill Cream.
It's a sponsor?
No, it's not. No, it's not a sponsored video. Sadly, it's not. I just like Brill Cream, and it actually works very well in my hair.
And Justin, you can't just fucking advertise and not get a sponsor. That's not how this works.
Yeah, but we're small. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I want a fucking sponsor, cunt. That's what I want.
Yeah, true, but we can't. We can't earn money. We don't have donations and anything, dude. I mean, only on Twitch and shit. So sadly, we can't.
You're gonna figure out how to make me some fucking money.
Yeah, I want to do that too, dude. Like that's big thing, big tink, for our small podcast. And sometimes we do gaming as well.
I think you mean sometimes we're autistic and we play the autism game.
Yeah, sometimes Dungeons and Dragons. Sometimes we play scary games and scream. Yeah. You know, I'm really don't like scary games, but when I have peer pressure, my friends tell me to, oh my god, try scary games, it's gonna get you more viewers, I'm gonna be like, fuck me, and I actually do it.
I'll fuck you. What? What?
What?
Huh?
Huh? And I screamed the whole time, dude, like when I see like a spooky monster, just turn the other way around and run. Y'all don't know shit about scary games until you played, like, Amnesia. Have you
played? I think you're just pussy boy.
Don't expose me, Will.
I'll do what I want to who I want when I want, nigga.
I'll expose your alcoholism.
Alcoholism? That sounds like my favorite kind of religion.
Oh no. I thought your favorite religion is pussy, dude.
Religion is for pussies. That's why you are religious.
Wait, but you're religious too. What the fuck does this mean? Wait, what has this become? This has become big brain talk.
No, it really hasn't.
How is this not big brain talk, though?
Because religion requires no brain.
Yeah, true. Well, at least we're not that kind of people who's gonna milk everything like, oh, we need more subs, $5.
$5.
Remember that girl? That fuck.
How can you not have $5?
She can. Oh, God. What kind, like, even, dude, why don't she go on, like, random, why don't she get a job if she's that fucking desperate?
Why don't you suck my cock?
I mean, she could be a prostitute.
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. Does she suck your dick, though?
Does she?
I don't know. Does she?
Does she?
I'm technically single, but bring me my sister, even though I don't have one.
I'll give you a sister.
I'm just single.
Oh, okay. Even though you have a brother or some shit. Single life is good life, in a way, Asian knowledge. You do not lose your money, big bring, I'm speaking in a, is it like a heavy Asian accent? I'm just speaking like how my friends say English.
Well, I guess your friends are all retarded.
I mean, they're Asian, so they're better at math than English.
Well, I'm sorry to inform you, Justin, but your friends are autistic.
Oh, and I'm sorry. Okay. Wait, but hold on, dude. Like, you have to think about some shit. Wait, I just had like a big realization. If you combine all the cheese, would it taste nice?
That is a horrid thing to say.
I'm not sure. I haven't.
No, it wouldn't taste good, Justin. What would end up happening is you, because each different thing has its own unique purpose and like and taste and flavor and profile. What would end up happening is you'd end up creating this abomination, which would probably end up taking on like the strongest flavors of the cheeses. The texture would be a horrible thing.
I'm just thinking from all the mold, like from all the mold and the stuff, it's gonna become sentient. Our cheese overlord.
Creating a hate crime.
You're creating a hate crime. No. Well, make cheese toasties. I think Wolf's phone is dead. Yep. Yeah, well, is Will's phone dead? Wait, Tom. Can you check? Okay, so at the grid transition, I shall narrate what I have done. I've done nothing. Oh. But seriously, dude, the summer holidays are gonna be very bad because of like the lockdown and shit. I can't do anything. I can't even go out. Well, I can go out, but I can't go out with more than 4 people.
You're not actually having friends to go out with.
I mean, you have Will. You have your friend group. There's this one, like, cafe that I really do want to go and see. Is there a there's not a 4-person limit, Marcus. It's just that, you know, dude, the law requires that only 4 people get to hang out. Like a thing, dude. There's like a cafe where you get to ride go-karts and eat food. That sounds like dope as fuck. I'm gonna do a tons of donuts. Yeah, Marcus. Dude, like, You're gonna get arrested if you hang out with more than three people. Like, not including you. You have to have a group with only four people. The law requires that action, son. I was gonna have a party. Like, I'm gonna go. I was supposed to have a party. I rent out, like, a party room and have fun and shit. But apparently, since the law happened, like, all the party rooms closed down. So I have to move it onto Zoom. Zoom or Discord. I'm still thinking. I'm gonna have a stroke when just planning that shit, son. I feel like, whoa. Oh. Like, this summer gonna suck. Either, like, be very special or gonna suck ass. I'm gonna miss this shit, dude. What am I gonna eat tonight? Medieval torture techniques. I'm gonna search like the weirdest stuff possible. Medieval torture techniques. I'm gonna talk about that. Medieval torture. There's a medieval torture museum in St. Augustine? That's kind of fucked up. Trapping a dude inside a steel bowl and cooking them alive. I kind of want to go to the museum though. Not gonna lie. Medieval torture. Like, I don't understand why they're wearing robes and shit. That's kind of confusing. I think, like, the most interesting torture techniques is probably, like, in ancient China. Like, I mean, like, medieval shit is interesting as well, but it's not, like, weird as Chinese techniques. Okay, no, now, though, I think the weird, like, the most effective one was the rat one. The rat forcing themselves into your body, that shit is fucking gross. Ooh. But damn. The Chinese torture, like the water torture technique. That sounds absolutely horrendous. I don't want to be at the receiving end of that. And there's this one, like, Chinese torture technique where they peel pieces of your skin, like flakes after flakes after flakes. Just skin, no meat, no nothing. Yeah. Ooh, hoo, hoo. It's gonna hurt like hell. But thank God we only got like the electric chairs and shit. There's no like real bad torture anymore. I mean, waterboarding is bad, but you know, compared to the old ones. Oh, that's a chastity belt. What kind of chair is that? I went to a museum of weird, like, what kind of... No, let me search up the names. I forgot the name. I sat on a spiky chair, like a chair full of sharp spikes. That did not get hurt in any ways because of the mass. Because of physics. It's just not supposed to hurt. And there's a unicorn man. There's like old tale of a unicorn man in China. Like a legit unicorn horn on a man's skull. Oh, hold on. Boop. Four person limit in Hong Kong. What is that? Oh, okay, that's fucked up. It's actually like a spike. Weighs tied to your leg and slowly the spike goes into your anus. Oh no. real bad. Yeah, the fuck? Who the hell is calling? Wait.
Not.
Okay, I've returned, and let's talk more about random stuff while both Tom, I'm not sure if Tom's here. Tom's still here, technically. Will's not. Let's talk about, any good ideas that we should talk, that I should talk about too? Oh, besides medieval Twitch thing. Maybe, let me do a pinwheel of ideas. Let's talk about corgis. My favorite dogs. Oh, look at that. There's two kinds of great I don't know if you guys prefer corgis with tails or corgis without tails. For me, I like corgis with tails. Because corgis without tail just looks kind of weird, but all those fox tails, ooh, they're so cute. Look at those funny faces. You can see the thick. I still don't know why corgi butts are so cute. They're so adorably cute. They're so big though. Like they're big ass peaches. They're so thick. Damn boy, they thick. Even thicker than normal women. Ooh. How could they always be happy? Like every single photo on the Google search bar of corgis, they're just so happy. Wait, there's a corgi chair. I like one corgi chair. Corgi butts. Okay, there's more corgi butts photos. Yeah. Yo, wait. Aww. There's. Remember dogs having like jumping competitions? Corgis always loses, but they're so cute. Oh, like there's this photo of the corgi just ramming into a pole. Oh, they're too cute. The dogs, the corgis. Oh, corgi racing competitions exist. Oh, just fucking trip over and face plant. Ah, they're so cute. They're so fluffy as well. Wait, yo. Okay. There's a quiz online which tells me which one is corgi butts and which one is bread. I hope I get all the answers right. Okay, so the first one. Okay, that is a corgi butt. correct. Second one, bread. Okay, third one, butt. Fourth one, bread. Fifth one, bread. Huh, this is tricky. I'm gonna go for butt. Yeah, it's butt. Okay. Oh, this one's cheeky. This one's sneaky, though. A butt-shaped bread. Quickie butt-shaped bread. Oh, it's so cute. Hey, and I got all right. I just hope that there's more corgis. I don't like chihuahuas, but I love corgis. I don't know why chihuahuas always seem to be so angry at like random stuff. They're always barking and shit. The corgi barks are cute. They're always excited, but you know, like hostile barks are mostly from chihuahuas and shit. This is why I'm very much confused on chihuahuas. Do not like them. No, sirree. Not for one bit. Okay, so I guess we've successfully reached our limit time. So someone's gonna end this stream here. See y'all soon. Goodbye.